Well, the Prime Minister is Scott Morrison, and he joins me on the line now. Prime Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Kim.
As we've just heard, Canadian intelligence suggests an Iranian missile brought down the Ukrainian passenger jet. Does Australia have similar intelligence?
Yes, we do, but it does not suggest that this was intentional. That's why it's very important that there's full cooperation with any inquiry that is going on in relation to the tragic downing of that Ukrainian flight. And 63 Canadians who are affected. I spoke to Prime Minister Trudeau about this yesterday. We're offering what support we can through our embassy in Tehran. I understand that the Italian embassy is also providing a lot of support to the Canadians in that area as well.
You talk about support. Given Australia's experience with the MH17 investigation, will we offer to help with the investigation in that way?
Well, at this stage, I think we'll let those countries that are directly involved here take carriage of that. I mean, I've said to Prime Minister Trudeau, if there's anything we can do to assist, then of course we will. They have lost a large number of citizens in this terrible tragedy, and obviously it's important for the sake of their families that this matter is addressed fully, and we would expect that to occur, and we'd be seeking everyone to be cooperating with that.
Turning to the bushfire emergency, are you shocked by the magnitude of this disaster? And as a nation, do we need to brace ourselves for many more years of this?
Well, certainly I am in terms of the shock, and I think all Australians are. I mean, the scale of what we've been seeing is, I've been relaying to international leaders as they've called in and expressing their concern and sympathies to all Australians, just to taking them through what the scale of this has been. They've been very interested to know. And it's been the length of the season, Kim, but also the fact that there's been the lack of dousing rains that has enabled to get relief from a lot of these very large fire complexes, which continue to expand. And today they threaten again in South Australia, there on Kangaroo Island as well, of course, in New South Wales and Victoria, where there are severe to extreme fire forecasts. And so I encourage everybody to get yourself to a place of safety, listen to instructions, stay together and support each other as you've been doing so well over so many months now, and particularly the last few weeks.
You've copped a lot of criticism for your initial response to this crisis. Have you taken a bit of time to reflect on your leadership and your judgment?
Well, we've been just very focused on delivering the response, Kim. I mean, copping flak comes with the job, whether it's, however it comes. And that's just part of what the job is as Prime Minister. But the other and most important part is getting the response in. This is the single largest response to a national bushfire crisis that the country has ever seen. Up to 3,000 reserves has been called out. The National Bushfire Recovery Agency is established within days following that, $2 billion to support in initial and additional funds yesterday, rolling out money, which I understand hit the New South Wales bank accounts yesterday, so they can move that quickly into the councils, I would hope, today, which enables them to immediately respond. Health responses I'll be announcing very soon based on the decisions we made yesterday at National Security Committee. Ministers are bringing forward proposals right across the spectrum of all of their operations. Andrew Colvin is not only heading up the recovery agency, but chairing all department secretaries as part of a Commonwealth effort to bring forward the initiatives, whether it's in agriculture, tourism, environmental restoration, immediate support needs. The Defence Force, of course, each and every day out there providing support that's needed in community.
You're considering some sort of national inquiry. The New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner, Shane Fitzsimmons, points out that there've been reviews after every season. Would you seek the advice of fire chiefs before deciding on whether to press ahead?
Well, that's exactly what I have been saying. All I've said in response to questions when this has been put to me is that I'd be working with states and territories to find the most effective way to undertake a review of what has occurred, what the contributing factors were, what the response has been, how we can better prepare for the future. That's simply all I've said. People have suggested royal commissions. I mean, I don't rule those sorts of things out.
Any states on board with that idea of a royal commission?
Well, we haven't even commenced any discussions on that at all, and now is not the time for that. Now is the time for fighting fire and getting response in place. All I've said, and I have discussed with some premiers, that at some point we're going to have to come to agreement on how we can do some of that together, and I think that's the appropriate way to do it, but I'm certainly not going to do that in isolation to the states and territories. It's my intention to work very closely with them about how we best organise that. But right now, Shane Fitzsimmons, as he and I both know, we want him focused on fighting fires, not what reviews should be and shouldn't be, and that's not a position or an issue that's being progressed at this stage.
On climate change, who's telling you that the target of reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 26 to 28% by 2030 is still good enough?
Well, this is the commitment the government has had. outstanding for many years now, and we've had that.
But doesn't the scale of this disaster require some sort of recalibration?
Based on that, that would reduce the fire risk in Australia.
That's what I'm asking you. You don't think that the scale of this disaster requires a policy to be re-examined?
What it requires for us to do is to meet and beat our commitments, and that's what I've said we're going to do, Kim. The suggestion that Australia either, you know, increasing its emissions reduction targets would somehow not have resulted in these fires, I think is an absurd proposition. Let's just remind ourselves.
I'm asking about whether anything further needs to be done, though.
Kim, if I could just finish my answer. What I'm saying is 2020, this is when these fires are occurring. In 2020, Australia is beating its emissions targets under the Kyoto Protocol by 411 million tonnes. Now, there are very few countries that can make that claim. In fact, there are many countries that won't even meet their Kyoto targets. So if we're talking about countries that are meeting and carrying their burden right now, when these fires are burning right now, then Australia has been meeting and beating its targets right now.
I understand that, Prime Minister.
Our 2030 targets progressed to meet those 2030 targets.
And I'm asking about whether or not some revision of a target needs to be made. Because are you saying that Australia is doing all it can and more, you're saying, to limit greenhouse gas emissions? But is there a possibility that we need to do more?
Well, when I talk about beating our targets, Kim, then obviously that would be the result of us being able to achieve more than what we've set out. I mean, that's what meeting and beating targets means. But what we'll also do, Kim, is make sure that our policies are balanced and sensible. Our policies don't pursue reckless job-destroying and economy-destroying targets, which won't reduce bushfire risk, but will take people's jobs. So we'll keep a balanced view on this, and we'll keep an applied view on this, a practical view. 50 million tonnes of emissions less on average every year under our government compared to the previous government. That's what we're achieving, Kim.
You've mentioned that the National Inquiry may look at everything, including climate change. So are you leaving the door open if that National Inquiry comes back and says some sort of adjustment needs to be made, some sort of recalibration, that the government would be open to taking the advice of any inquiry?
Well, I've simply said that any inquiry would need to look at the full breadth of factors that are relevant. And, of course, we'd review any recommendations that came from that. And Kim, but the suggestion that somehow Australia's emissions reductions are directly linked to fire events in Australia, that's just not true.
If we look beyond greenhouse gas emissions and we look at climate adaptation, for example, would you, for example, guarantee funding for the bushfire and natural hazards CRC beyond 2021, which is when it's due to run out?
Yeah, I know, which is some time away from now, and that would have been addressed in the normal course of the budget. And these are the obvious things. I mean, that these things are not under threat, Kim, and people running around suggesting that they are, I think, is not very helpful at times like this.
You don't think that the public opinion has changed because of this terrible summer?
I think the public opinion on this issue has been heightened across a whole range of factors, and climate is one, but, I mean, there are a range of other things. I mean, the drought, which is not unrelated to the issues we're talking about, but hazard reduction and how we manage that in the future, because hazard reduction has proved to be very difficult in recent times because of the drought. And so with longer fire seasons, which, you know, there's, you know, a view that those longer fire seasons will be with us, then we have to look at ways that we can reduce hazard in a way where there are more drier conditions. Mm-hmm. Now, that goes to where people build houses. That goes to how people can clear land. It goes to how we manage native vegetation. And there have been many controversial debates about that and a lot of pushback on some of those policies as well. So, Kim, I'm up to discuss all of those things, and there's no hesitancy or pushback from the government to address any of those things. But I think we have to address them calmly and rationally and in proper context and perspective, and it's important that we maintain that balanced approach.
All right.
But right now, there's fires and they need to be addressed. Right now, there are people at risk who need support, and that's where my full effort and full attention is focused.
Okay, Prime Minister, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks a lot, Kim.
That is the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison.